Hey Mike, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Good, good, good. So, sorry, I just jumped out of a meeting. So, do you have these documents in front of you?
No, I haven't gotten anything from you.
Oh, no, these are the ones I sent to you a while ago. I sent these to Rugrat Playzone.
I haven't seen anything.
Oh, let me, which email should I send this to?
I send it to my poultry one. It's the HBL.
At Yahoo?
Yeah, the HBL poultry at Yahoo.
All right, I just sent it.
Yeah, I might have another little piece, a little VR machine we might do.
Yeah, let's get it done quickly for you. Not a problem.
Huh?
Yeah, let's get this done quickly for you. And if we need to get an extension, I'm sure we can. It's not going to be a huge, huge issue. I'd just rather not risk it. Can you let me know if you see those documents? They should be 6 pages long. And then
All right, what I
once we get these done, I'd love to go to the working capital refi. I mean, I'd love to put that together for you. So on the first page, Mike, make sure when you're signing, your signature looks the same as the signature on your driver's license, okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Perfect. So on the first page, when you're signing, do you see where it says Rugrat Playzone Inc.?
Yeah.
So you'll be signing there. Title is, you're the president, correct?
Right.
And you'll be dating it. And then in the below, you won't where it says accepted by lender. That's for us to sign, so you won't be signing there. And then below where it lists your name and Deborah's name, you'll both be signing and dating. Just keep in mind signature should look the same as a signature on your driver's license.
Yeah, I had to check that out. That was a long time ago when I done license.
See that? Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Since they're not notarized, they have to be the same. Kind of silly, but it is what it is.
Right.
The just tell me when you're ready. I can, walk through this, whatever is good for you.
You mean print these off right quick?
Yeah, sure, print them off. That's great. That's a great idea.
All right.
So, tell me when you're ready, please.
To grab me a pen right quick. Okay, so where it says Rugrat plays on, I sign my name.
You'll be signing your name, title being president, and you'll be dating it. Below it, where your name is listed and Deborah, you'll both be signing and dating it.
What's the date? 16th.
Today is the 16th.
All right.
On page three, your mom will be signing where it says signature. So it says guarantor Candy Poultry. She'll be signing where it says social. She won't list her social. She'll actually just put the tax ID number for Candy Poultry Inc. Okay.
All right. Address and all that good stuff.
She can put the address for the business.
For wherever at.
No, actually, you know, I'm not sure, and my guy's gone, so let's do this. Just have her sign it and just put her tax ID number. Don't list anything else.
Okay.
The
Is
next
that in on that one?
Yep. And then, yes, that one place. Not the other three leave blank. The next page, where it says ESA Schedule A, in the middle, you're going to write in your bank name, your account number, and your routing number, you know, phone number if you have it for the bank. And you'll actually be signing the bottom and dating it as well.
Under where it says my name, or?
Yes, under on the last, no, not where it says your name, sorry, where it says authorization on the very bottom. Where it says authorized signer, and your name is printed, and it says president.
The next page where it says
addendum to equipment finance. I actually don't want you to fill that out because the equipment cost is going to change, so we're going to leave that blank for the time being. Now the next page, you're going to fill out your bank name, your account number, and the tax ID of the company. This is to allow us to draft the amount due at signing. If for any reason the equipment cost goes down or up, of course, we'll adjust it. And then just to walk you through it, do you have those invoices yet, or are you going to finalize those tomorrow?
Yeah, I've got one, and they're actually, I might have some more tonight.
Okay, so here would be the plan of attack. If we can get all the invoices by tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to try to push everything and get it funded on Friday. Friday would be the 18th. So you've got two options on this transaction. You've usually got a billing cycle of the 1st or a billing cycle of the 15th. So since you're paying your first and last payment due at signing, there's a few things you'll have to sign once I get the new vendors, but there's a few options. So if we do a billing cycle of the 1st, since you're paying your first and last payment, you would have December 1st to December 30th would be covered. However, if they give you a billing cycle of the 15th, then December 15th versus to January 15th would be covered. And then you'll get a partial payment, it's called interim rent, that will cover the difference between when we pay the vendor. So if we do it on the 15th, you'll get like, you won't get a full payment. You'll get the 19th to the 15th divided by 30 times your payment, so it'll be a smaller payment. And then December 15th to January 15th will be prepaid. So the really next step is if you can scan any of these documents, it'd be great. And then I will look out for those invoices and be contacting you tomorrow to get this rocking and rolling.
Okay. So on the addendum to equipment finance agreement, I don't sign anything on it.
I want you to leave that because I'll probably have to change the equipment costs, so we'll have to get that re-signed, so just leave that blank for the time being.
Okay. Cool. And now what would they do? Would they just, if I pay for this stuff, they'll just cut me a check?
No, so it's really good. What you want to do, that's a good question. That's a whole other level of, like, back and forth, so I'd prefer to pay the vendors. So we can get everything done tomorrow, but we'll pay the vendors and we'll wire them on your behalf.
Okay, so you'll pay the vendor?
Correct. If we reimburse you, we have to have additional documentation and lien searches done. It's not worth it. So I'd rather pay the vendor to keep it simple for you.
Okay. All right, then.
All right, I'll look out for this, and I'll look out for your invoices, and we'll get this thing wrapped up.
All right, appreciate it.
You got it, brother. Have a good trade. Bye-bye.